Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready for a battle of epic proportions. Tonight, Elliot, in his strength and valor and courage and muscle and might, will battle against a woman. I know what you're thinking. It's not fair. But this is no ordinary woman. She is a poet, an MC, a writer, a lover of music, a eater of food, a listener of songs. This woman, her name is Karis Jones. And tonight, Elliot Ashby and Karis Jones will battle over the top five songs to be classified as one hit wonders. From the highest of the highs to the lowest of the lows to the songs that really blow, I'm talking about songs that make you bang your head against the wall, songs that make you want to go to sleep. Go to sleep, go to sleep. All that and more right here on the Top 5 Live.
Okay, you done with the evil laugh, Elliot?
Wait, almost.
Oh, dear.
All right, okay.
Told you not to overdo it.
All right, we are definitely back in the mix. Welcome to the Top 5 Live. Where's the music? Oh, the music's going to be... That's my Top 5 Live music. It's just real smooth. All right, now I got to be chill. Welcome to the Top 5 Live, everybody. This is Elliot Ashby, and to my right I have...
Karis Jones, or Charismatic.
All right, before we start things off, can you just give just a quick introduction to all the listeners out there so they know who you are?
Sure. As I said, my name's Karis. I'm from Birmingham, England, and I've been in Korea on and off for about 5 years. I'm a poet, an MC of sorts. I do hip-hop music. I do spoken word poetry. I host an event called Lyrically Minded. I also play drums and percussion. I've kind of been involved in
okay,
a lot.
Okay, I said a short intro, girl. Okay, you're taking into my time.
I've been hanging out with you too much.
Yo, check it out. I'm going to go ahead and start things off with my number five. I got to start off with the man, Eddie Murphy. Now, there's some people that make music and they become one-hit wonders. And you're like, oh my gosh, I want them to make more music. Eddie Murphy is one of those people that you're actually happy that he stopped making music. His hit Party All the Time came out in 1985. He collabed with, of course, Rick James, and he made it a hit. It never reached the number one spot because there was this other guy named Lionel Richie, and he had the song called Say You, Say Me. So it never reached the number one spot, but it definitely did very well. In fact, Asher Roth just did a rendition of Party Girl himself, just to pay tribute to the next song I'm going to play. Up next, we have Eddie Murphy with the song Party All the Time, featuring Rick James. Let's go.
She likes to party down. Ooh. Party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time. And that is mine. My number five. Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right. We are definitely back. And that was my number five, which means it's time for Karis to present her number five. And she thinks she's going to win this battle. I don't know where she got that idea from.
I don't think I'm going to win. I know I'm going to win. I'm from the UK, don't forget. We have a history of invading people, or rather invading countries. This is my territory now. Be prepared for invasion.
I want to know how all of our Korean listeners feel about that. So make sure that you guys definitely hit us up on the website, tbsefm.soul.kr. And go to the Night Vibe page. Leave us a message there on the message board. It's time for Karis to go ahead and present her number five.
Okay, so I thought I'd start off with a song that was a one-hit wonder on both sides of the Atlantic, to be fair to Elliot as well. So this song was a hit in both the US and the UK, and it was by a gentleman named Snow, and the track's called Informer. Now, he's this white Canadian guy who, for some weird reason, rapped with a Jamaican accent. And he had this huge hit, and the song is really, 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 really fast. And it's really difficult to decipher the lyrics. Elliot, I will buy you a drink if you can rap the first verse for me.
I cannot rap the first verse. Okay. My sister actually used this as her campaign song back in high school because her last name is Farmer. So she was like, Ebony Farmer. And I don't know what she said after that. Just like I don't know what he said after that.
Awesome. Okay, so here we are. We have Snow with Informer, my number five.
Nice.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Baby, don't hurt me.
We just got done listening to the Hathaway, Rockin' Away. Every single time I hear that song, I think of what the movie you said, Roxbury?
The Night of the Roxbury.
Night of the Roxbury. I think of SNL. I think of
Will Ferrell. Yeah.
Yo, anyway, if you guys don't like that song, I don't like you. No, I'm sorry. I don't mean that. I love all the listeners out there. Thank you guys for tuning in to Night Vibe. Of course, we'll have Karis to my right over here doing her thing. How are you enjoying the battle so far?
Yeah, it's going well because I'm kicking your butt over here. So I'm
really
enjoying it.
All right, now what gives you that impression?
Well, you opened with Eddie Murphy and... Actually, you said Eddie Murphy never recorded again. Did you hear the duet he did with Michael Jackson, or did you just try to block it out of your memory?
No, no. I think you misunderstood what I said. I said there's some people that should never record again. He did record again. In fact, he had a hit in an almost hit in 1989, so about 4 years after this hit. But it's tragic that he records ever. That's what I think. So, do you still think you're in the winning side of things?
I think so. Yeah. I'm kind of on the roll here.
Even with snow?
Absolutely, even with
snow. Snowball downhill on that one. All right, well, what is your number four?
I'll throw a snowball in your face in a minute. My number four is by an American duo named Charles and Eddie, who had one hit in the UK, not in the US. I don't know what's wrong with you people not supporting your own. I guess they had to come to the UK because we have better taste.
There's a lot of us. If you make it in America, then, you know, that means something.
Perhaps. Anyway, the track is called Would I Lie to You? And it reached number one in the UK chart in 1992. And it's a great song. And Elliot, you should check it out.
Okay.
Next up, we have Charles and Eddie with Would I Lie to You?
All right. Now, I don't want to lie to our listeners because we're not going to play that song for just a little bit more because I got to remind all the listeners what's going down.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. It's the Top 5 Live. Basically, I pick five songs, and this week, Karis is filling in right now. Of course, Pinnacle is not here, so Karis is filling in, and we're going head-to-head. Now, I need you guys to tell me who the winner is. I mean, I'm naturally going to think that I win because I'm me, and I'm a winner. Like that T-Pain, I don't even like T-Pain, but the song, All I Do Is Win, 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 No Matter What, that describes me. I mean, literally, it could be a W on my chest. My name should be Elliot W. Ashby, really. I mean, so we need the listeners to tell us who won, because Karis is going to think she won. I always think I win because I do, so yeah.
I won't tell the listeners what the W stands for in England. Anyway, I digress.
Oh, wow. And I actually got that one. I actually get the British humor.
Wow. Okay. You've been hanging out with me too much.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you I don't like what you just said because I would not lie to you. Up next, we have Charles and Eddie with the song, Would I Lie to You?
Broadcast.
This is Nate.
This is Sean.
And this is Wanye.
We're boys to men.
And you're listening to Night Vibe with Pinnacle and Elliot.
Everything they do is hot, man.
Oh, yes, we are definitely back in the mix. You're still tuned in to Night Vibe. My name is Elliot Ashby. To my right, I have the lovely...
Karis.
Should I add some more adjectives on there?
If you wish.
The lovely, the vivacious, the, sensational. What else? What do people normally ascribe to you?
Blonde.
Blonde. Okay, blonde's important. They say blondes have more fun. Is that true?
No comment.
No comment on that one. All right, well, it's about time for us to go ahead and return to the Top 5 Live. I think I'm up by two, so I'm going to go ahead and continue. Maybe I should let ladies go first. Do you want to go first?
Well, it's not really fair that I go twice in a row. And, you know, I don't want to give myself the upper hand because I know you don't want to be beaten by a girl.
Elliot is beat by no one. And I do mean no one.
Keep telling yourself that, darling.
All right, check this out. This group released a song, and it became a hit back in 1976. It peaked at the number one spot on the Billboard R&B charts, and it went on just to make a bunch of noise, winning a couple of Grammys for Best New Vocal Group and Best R&B Performance by a group or duo that year. They did their thing. And they kept on making music, but never as big as this particular hit. The hit I'm talking about is Play That Funky Music. Do you like this song?
I do, actually, yes. It was a hit in the UK as well.
Do you love it?
I love it. I do love it.
So you're saying that I just won?
No, I'm not saying that you won.
Victory.
Stop putting words in my mouth.
Up next, we have Wild Cherry with the song Play That Funky Music. Oh yeah, play that funky music, Karis. Play that funky music.
I will do in a moment.
Oh, night vibe, eh, night vibe, oh, night vibe. Charismatic Jones, you're up next with your number three.
Okay, my number three is by another transatlantic group. They had American and British members. They were called the Young Disciples. And they started out in the early 90s. They were kind of, I guess, like pioneers of the acid jazz movement. Them along with Incognito, they kind of paved the way for Jamiroquai and the Brand New Heavies. And actually, the lead singer, Carleen Anderson, went on to front the Brand New Heavies a few years later. There's a bit of useless pop trivia for you, Elliot.
And someone's for all you listeners out like there. That.
Yeah, well, I'm just a big fan of the band and the song and the group. And as I said, the band is called Young Disciples, and the track is called Apparently Nothing.
All right, let's listen. My goodness, my number three was funky, but yours might have been funkier. I think I'm going to have to give you the number three. I'm going to say that I took the number four, definitely.
Okay, I'll give you the number four. I'll give you that.
The number five, I'm going to say even. Okay, so where does that make us? That makes us,
we're at number two now.
All right, so right at the number two.
Can't you count?
Yeah, but I want to know who's up.
Okay, oh, who's
on
up
top?
Next? Who's on top? I'll be next. Who's winning? I'd say it's a tie
right
now.
Yeah, all right, so the next...
But I have seen what you have next, and I think you've kind of forfeited the competition with this.
You
may as well declare me the winner now, because this song is awful. It's the soundtrack to my nightmares.
All right, so with that said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and go into my number two. The song is by an Ecuadorian rapper and singer. His name is simply Gerardo. Now, he made this song that is still living on today. I mean, people are still playing it all over the place. In fact, it's still number 15 on AOL Radio's list.
What is wrong with people?
Of 100 worst songs ever?
Oh,
what?
100 worst songs
that
ever.
That makes no sense. This song...
It makes perfect sense.
When you listen to it, don't listen to the lyrics, but it's just smooth. I mean, listen, Rico Suave. Rico, rich, suave, smooth. Rich and smooth. Tell me that this next song ain't rich and smooth. If that's the way you feel, then we disagree on opinion. So I'm going to go ahead and play my number two, and we're going to follow up by Karis's number two. My number two is Rico Suave by Gerardo, and we'll follow that with your number two. Tell us about it.
My number two is Your Woman by... Your Woman by Whitetown. It reached number one in the UK in 1997, and it's a wonderful song.
It's a wonderful song. How does it make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel alive inside.
It makes you feel alive on the inside.
It does indeed.
All right, well, we're going to have to hear these next two songs. I want you guys to tell us, who do you think won the tiebreaker? Number two is definitely a crucial number for us. So let's listen to those two songs back to back, and then we need you guys to respond and let us know what you think.
I've already won this because you chose Rico Suave.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
When's the last time you've listened to Rico Suave? Have you listened to it recently?
No, because I don't want to give myself mental torture.
Come on. All right, the next song that we're going to play, multi-platinum, I'm talking about It Takes Two. Yes. Raw Bass. DJ Easy Rock. That's all I gotta say. That's my number one. What's your number one?
My number one is I Wish by Skee-Lo.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. I think I can safely say I've won this battle.
We'll be right back on Night Vibe. You guys gotta let us know what you think. I think I won. She thinks she won because she's crazy.
I know I won.
Crazy.